And blessings be multiplied to you, precious friend. I'm Wumi Ademola, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. As is our custom, let's begin by yielding our hearts to the Holy Spirit, our master mentor. Darling Holy Spirit, thank you for all the wonderful truths that you have been imparting to us concerning the fruit of the Spirit. Thank you for how you have been changing us by this word and empowering us to be more like Jesus Christ in all our behavior. We take our place at your feet again today to receive the word of life from your mouth. Please have your way with us and take all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Last time, we began to talk about the fifth part of the fruit of the Spirit, which is kindness. Kindness, we learned, is the ability to treat other people with compassion, consideration, and courtesy. And I said God desires for us as Christians to be kind and not to be mean. What God desires in you, my friend, what God desires in me is kindness, not meanness. God doesn't want us to be mean to anybody, even if they are our enemies. Even if they're not kind toward us, God wants us at all times to maintain an attitude of kindness, to treat everyone, regardless of who they are, with compassion, consideration, and courtesy. And there are three main reasons why God wants us to be kind. The three main benefits of being kind. And I want us to discuss that today. Now, first of all, the reason why you and I must be kind is because what goes around comes around. Beloved, if you sow kindness, you will reap it. But if you sow meanness, you will reap it too. Remember, good or bad, you don't just reap what you sow, you reap much more than what you sow. So if you show kindness to somebody today, somebody else will show you greater kindness in the future, tomorrow. But if you, on the other hand, you sow meanness to somebody, somebody else will sow meanness to you in the future, because what goes around comes around. In the book of Judges chapter 1, we read about an unkind king called Adonai Bezek, and he delighted so much in cutting off the thumbs and the big toes of his captives. Well, guess what happened to him when he was captured by the Israelites? They cut off his thumbs and his big toes too. He got repaid back with his own coin. Verse 5 through 7 of Judges 1 reads, "And they found Adonai Bezek in Bezek and fought against him. And they defeated the Canaanites and the Perizzites. Then Adonai Bezek fled, and they," that is the Israelites, "pursued him. They caught him and cut off his thumbs and big toes." Now listen carefully to what Adonai Bezek says in verse 7. He said, "70 kings with their thumbs and big toes cut off used to gather scraps under my table. Listen to this, beloved. As I have done, so God has repaid me." So you will always be repaid back in your own coin. That is the law of sowing and reaping, the law of retribution. And that's why you want to really think about showing kindness. If somebody is down and out today, you do not know tomorrow, my friend. You do not know whatever challenge you will face. I'm not praying that you're going to face a challenge, but you just don't know. And you would want somebody to reach out to you in your time of need. And so when you see somebody else down and out today, think about the fact that that could have been you, and reach out and help them. Show compassion to them so that God, when God is going to repay you, will repay you with kindness. You know, the Bible says in Psalm 18:26, with a kind, I want to read it in the Amplified Version, with a kind, merciful, faithful, and loyal, you, that is God, show yourself kind. But with the blameless, you show yourself blameless. So if you want God to show himself kind to you and repay you with kindness, then you also must show kindness to other people. Because what you sow is what you reap. If you don't want to reap unkindness, don't sow it. But if you want to reap kindness, sow it. In 2 Samuel chapter 2, verses 5 through 6, we read of how God, through David, repaid the men of Jabesh Gilead for their kindness in giving Saul and his son a befitting burial. So kindness is not about you showing mercy to somebody that deserves it, because Saul was the least deserving of mercy from anybody. But these men of Jabesh Gilead, they understood the law of kindness, that God wants us to show kindness to everybody, regardless of who they are. And so when Saul and his sons had been brutally killed in battle, the Bible tells us, you know, they had been beheaded. The men of Jabesh Gilead, they took the bodies of Saul and his sons and they gave them a befitting burial. And God repaid their kindness through David. Verse 5 of 2 Samuel 2 says, David sent messengers to the men of Jabesh Gilead and said to them, "You are blessed of the Lord, for you have shown this kindness to your Lord Saul and have buried him. And now may the Lord show kindness and truth to you. I also will repay you this kindness because you have done this thing." So I tell you, friend, every act of kindness that you show somebody, God will repay you. May not necessarily repay you through that person, but God will surely repay you. So think about that. What goes around comes around, and be kind. Now, the second reason why you must be kind, oh, and I love this, is that what you do today, somebody else will do for your children tomorrow. So not only does God repay kindness to you directly, but he also repays it to your posterity. This, in my opinion, is one of my strongest motivations for being kind, because I sure want people to show kindness to my children. I want my children to enjoy kindness and favor wherever they go, especially when I'm not there, when they're far away from home. And so your actions will affect your posterity. This was what happened to a man called Mephibosheth, to whom David showed great kindness because of the kindness that his father Jonathan had shown David in the past. The account is found in 2 Samuel chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. And I read, "Now David said, 'Is there anyone who is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?' And there was a servant of the house of Saul whose name was Ziba. And so when they had called him to David, the king said to him, 'Are you Ziba?' He said, 'At your service.' Then the king said, 'Is there not still someone in the house of Saul to whom I may show the kindness of God?'" You see, Jonathan, Saul's son, had been so kind to David, delivered him out of the hands of his father time and time again. He was merciful, compassionate, considerate, and courteous toward David. Now, Jonathan had long died and gone, but David did not forget the kindness that Jonathan had showed him. And now he was wanting to repay that kindness on the children, the posterity of Jonathan. So he's asking Ziba, he says, "Isn't there somebody still in the house of Saul that I can show kindness to?" And then Ziba said, "There is still a son of Jonathan who is lame in his feet." Verse 4, "So the king said to him, 'Where is he?' And Ziba said to the king, 'Indeed, he is in the house of Maker, the son of Amiel in Lodibar.' Then King David sent and brought him out to the house of Machir, the son of Amiel from Lodibar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, had come to David, he fell on his face and prostrated himself. Then David said, 'Mephibosheth.' And he said, 'Here is your servant.' So David said to him, 'Do not fear, for I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan, your father's sake, and will restore to you all the land of Saul, your grandfather, and you shall eat bread at my table continually.'
So here you see that Mephibosheth was a beneficiary of the kindness that Jonathan, his father, had shown David. I tell you, you must show kindness to other people today so that your children in future may benefit from your kind actions and be repaid by somebody else so that they can harvest the harvest of kindness. Don't let your children, don't put your children in a position whereby they will harvest unkindness. No, show kindness to other people today so that somebody else can show kindness to your children tomorrow. Finally, the reason why you must show kindness to other people is that what you do to others, you are actually doing it to the Lord. Whatever you do, God takes very personally the way we treat other people. In Matthew 25, the Lord Jesus Christ said, verse 40, "And the king will answer and say to them, Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me." And of course, the background of this is that the Lord Jesus Christ, he said to some folks on the right that come into the joy of the Lord, because when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. When I was in prison, you visited me. When I was naked, you clothed me. And they went on to ask the Lord, when do we do all these things? And that's the answer Jesus gave in verse 40. He said, inasmuch as you did it to the least of my brethren, you did it to me. But then to some other folks on the left, the Bible tells us in Matthew 25, he said, you know, depart from me. You're cursed of the Lord. Because when I was hungry, you ignored me. You turned away. You did not give me food. You did not give me drink. You did not visit me when I was in prison. You did not clothe me when I was naked. And then in verse 45, they're going to ask the Lord, you know, why? When do we not do these things to you? And in verse 45, Jesus will answer them saying, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And so if you're unkind and disregard the needy, don't show compassion, don't show consideration, the Lord Jesus Christ takes it personally. He says, you are doing it to me. But if you show compassion, he also says, you are doing it to me. Proverbs 19:70 says, he who has pity on the poor, he lends to the Lord, and he will pay back what he has given. So if you show pity on somebody, you're actually showing it to the Lord, and he promises to repay your act of kindness and your act of compassion. And I tell you, when God repays, he repays back with interest. And so that's why you need to be kind. It pays to be kind big time. Sow the seed of kindness to all, your friends and enemies alike, and great will be your reward. Well, thank you for tuning in today. Till next time, remain richly blessed and ready for the return of the Lord.
Thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast. We believe you've truly been empowered to grow deeper in love with God. If you'd like to be added to our mailing list for news about upcoming broadcasts, please feel free to email knowinggodradio@gmail.com. That's knowinggodradio@gmail.com. You may also email your prayer requests and prayer reports of how God has blessed you by this program to this address. We look forward to hearing from you. Knowing God Radio with Wumi Ademola is a production of the Dominion Lifestyle Media. For more information about our church and inspirational ministry resources, please visit our website at www.dominionlifestyle.org.